Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County fires grow rapidly as suppression efforts continue. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Fire Department intensified its efforts to combat two rapidly growing wildfires as they continued to threaten structures and expand in size. The combination of adverse weather conditions, dry vegetation, and limited resources has contributed to the aggressive fire behavior observed. According to a press release from the Campbell County Fire Department, no injuries have been reported, but the situation remains critical with additional resources requested to support firefighting efforts. Located near Collins Road and North Highway 59, the Constitution Fire has now expanded to approximately 15,000 acres as of last night. The fire spreading north-northwest is currently 0% contained. Structures in the area are under assessment, with some at risk. Air support was deployed yesterday afternoon to assist in evaluating and mapping the fire's progression. While North Highway 59 has been reopened, motorists are urged to be cautious, mindful of heavy smoke, and to reduce their speed. The Flat Rock Fire, situated 13 miles west on Acheta Road and Montgomery Road, has grown significantly, now covering an estimated 30,000 acres. Containment efforts have seen some success, with the fire currently 30% contained as of Thursday evening. However, several structures have been damaged and more remain at risk as the fire continues to spread north and west. Air resources are actively assisting with fire suppression efforts. Residents are advised to avoid the area to allow firefighting teams unimpeded access. Pre-evacuation notices for the areas west of Gillette were in effect throughout the night. Both fires are being fought with the aid of Campbell County Road and Bridge resources, along with private heavy equipment to construct containment lines. However, the presence of heavy smoke is expected to persist, posing further challenges. The Campbell County Fire Department expressed its gratitude for the community's continued support and cooperation during this challenging time. Additional updates will be provided as more information becomes available. Air quality alert issued for Northeast Wyoming due to wildfire smoke. The Wyoming Air Quality Division, in collaboration with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality and the Wyoming Department of Health, has issued an air quality alert for Northeast Wyoming. The alert, which includes the cities of Gillette, Recluse, Weston, and Rosette, went into effect at noon on Thursday through 1 p.m. on Friday, August 23rd. According to the National Weather Service, residents in the affected areas can expect poor air quality due to the ongoing wildfires in the region. The smoke contains a variety of pollutants, including particulate matter and ozone, which pose significant health risks. The Wyoming Department of Health advises that elderly individuals, young children, and those with respiratory conditions should avoid excessive physical exertion and limit outdoor activities during this period. While these groups are most vulnerable, it is recommended that everyone take precautions and avoid prolonged exposure to the poor air quality. To protect your health during this time, consider the following. Stay indoors as much as possible, especially during peak smoke periods. Use air purifiers to reduce indoor air pollution. Keep windows and doors closed to prevent outdoor air from entering your home. Wear a mask that filters out fine particles if you must be outdoors. For those seeking more information, the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality's Air Quality Division provides near real-time air quality data from monitoring stations across the state. Current air quality conditions and health effects information can be assessed at the Wyoming Visibility Network website. The alert is expected to remain in effect until 1 p.m. today, Friday, August 23rd. Residents are encouraged to stay informed and take necessary precautions to protect their health during this time. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.